This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, we'll start off today with a look at the state crop report for the month of December. Statewide, the average temp for December was about 28 degrees, and that was just 1 degree below normal. Precip averaged about 1.4 inches for the month, and that was about 1.3 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 5% short, 87% adequate, and 8% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 6% short, 88% adequate, and 6% surplus. And looking at crop conditions, winter wheat rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 25% fair, 57% good, and 12% excellent. In other news, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting is scheduled for January 19th at the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro. Two directors will be elected to serve the district at the meeting. A light meal is going to be provided free of charge. They do ask that you make reservations by January 16th by calling the Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. Well, taking a look at some national ag news, 2016 was a rough year for wheat farmers, and they're now trying to set themselves up for a more successful year by reducing the number of planted acres. Craig Van Dyke of Top Third Ag tells the U.S. Farm Report that rumors of drought next year are less concerning than the acreage prospects. Van Dyke says we need to drastically reduce acreage to find ourselves competitively global price-wise. Soybean prices could be a big motivator for producers to switch acres from wheat to soybeans in 2017. Van Dyke says he's even talked to producers in Montana who are planting soybeans for the first time ever. Advanced Trading Incorporated shares the same view, noting that unlike soybeans that can be grown in the U.S. and South America, wheat can be grown all over the world, making it more difficult to trade. He says it's easier to keep track of what's going on in corn and beans across America versus what's going on in the rest of the world. Well, coming up next, we're going to hear about a local conservation effort that just received some more funding after these messages. The Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Project got off the ground last year, and it's gaining momentum. The project recently received an additional $1 million in funding, among some other changes. Conservation Associate for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, Woody Woodruff, says the project has a lot of support and they've seen great participation and interest from farmers in the watershed.
This is a partnership, that's the key word there, and it'll involve a lot of different organizations and agencies to help focus on improving water quality and soil health in the Upper Macoupin watershed area. And it is kind of a add-on to an existing project of a Mississippi River Basin Initiative project that started last year. But this one gives us more opportunities to bring in more partners. And some of the objectives are not just to increase the amount of farm operators that are focused on improving phosphorus levels and to reduce that, but also to kind of create a network of farmers and operators and agencies that can help implement the project. So it brings people together. It brings monies. That's the key thing. It's to give opportunities for farmers to take away some of that risk that's associated with trying to implement newer practices or to improve on practices that already exist. It's an ongoing thing, and it's we're really excited because this new project is adding another $1 million to the already plus $1 million that was from last year. So this is an opportunity that most counties in the state of Illinois are not getting. They would love to have, so we really want to make this one work.
That is very exciting, the amount of money that for the project that was given. And I believe that was from the American Farmland Trust, correct?
They are the lead to that project. Most of the money actually comes in the form of federal dollars. So those are dollars that come in EQIP and CSP contracts that normally a farmer would have to compete for. Well, there's compete nationwide, well, this is a question of those dollars are probably not going to be so competitive when they're just spent in Macoupin County in the Upper Creek watersheds that are part of this program. And those, they're just basically projects that most of the farmers are already looking at anyway, so that's kind of why we chose that. And these sub-watersheds are the Mississippi River Basin watersheds for Dry Fork, Spanish Needle, and Honey Creek, but we're adding on Hurricane Creek, Coops Branch, and Ballard Lake to this now. And so that's continuing to grow, and eventually we want that to grow to the whole Macoupin Creek watershed, which spans from Montgomery County through Macoupin and on to the Mississippi River.
I was just going to ask if you could maybe name off some of the towns that are near the watershed, just for those, if they're not really familiar with the landscape, maybe the town names would ring a bell.
Well, yeah, anybody that has Shipman area or Gallipi, Carlinville, that's the kind of the expansion of this watershed. So it goes quite a way south to the border, and not far from Litchfield, but it goes all the way up into Carlinville. It's definitely going to continue to grow, but you have to spend the dollars that you have, so we can't take the whole project on till the whole watershed until we spend the dollars that we get. So you kind of have to move in an orderly fashion, but it definitely requires that farmers get involved, and they have so far, so we're excited. And to really feel like this is a success, we kind of shot at a goal of getting 25% of the farmers in those watersheds to get involved, because we feel that will really make an impact on the water quality. That's something that we can monitor, and we feel that amount will get us the requirements and the goal we need. But we want them all to do it, and we're going to educate them to do it. And there's going to be a lot of partners come in that are going to. It's going to save money, but it's going to pull in more money too. So it's a great project.
And once again, that was Woody Woodruff with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and we'll continue our conversation about the watershed with Woody tomorrow afternoon. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.